One thing that I want to say, and you know. Oh yeah.
Thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord. Spreaker, can you hear me? GarageBand, or whatever your name is, can you hear me? How great is our God? How great is our God? Just listen to the music for a minute. How great is our God? And don't you ever forget it. And don't you ever forget Him. God takes offense at that. Sing it, children. King of Glory. The King of Glory. The the King above all kings, the King of kings and Lord of lords. Lay down your life. Oh, yes. I sing for all that you've done for me. Yes, Lord. Jesus Christ said, remember me. Everybody wants to be remembered. People do things so that they can be remembered. But the only worthy somebody who deserves to be remembered is Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Pardon me. We are here at this time again, by the grace of God, because I am determined to preach every day this month, even though I have been told I should continue on my sabbatical. After preaching over 7 years, nearly every day, but I'm being disobedient to what some people are telling me to do. And the main person who does not want me to get back into preaching every day, number one is the devil, number two is my wife, Marika White. And this is the last thing, for some reason, she wants me to do. I told her today, I thought since you got saved on March the 4th, this year, after over 35 years of marriage and my trying to get you saved, because I knew you were lost, but you didn't know you were lost, I thought you would be more with me in this month of June and just as excited about preaching the Word of God and preaching the gospel and preaching against the abominations of our age, reminding people and helping those who are on the fence and helping born-again Christian young people not to make a fatal mistake and follow Target and Dylan. Whatever his last name is, and don't get caught up with the homosexuals and sodomites and lesbians who seem like they have all the money in the world and to seem like they're happy when they're not. You hear me well. Nobody is happy doing wrong. Not the God kind of happy. And that little fake emotional high from doing something evil always comes crashing down. And sodomites and homosexuals crash hard, demonically hard. And it has been proven that sodomy and homosexuality is connected to Satanism and demonism. This is why some of your children are so demonically proud, arrogant, evil, disrespectful, have a bad, hateful attitude. And you're trying to appease them. You're trying to accept their abominations and abominable acts is not going to solve the problem. It's not going to help the situation. If you have never prayed for your children, you're in trouble. I'm just going to be frank with you. If you have, you have a foundation to work with God on, if you know God yourself. I'm talking to parents and grandparents. And if you have never prayed for your children, I suggest very strongly that you start praying now. For just like that that broken dam over there in Ukraine is washing away things, washing away people, washing away houses and animals. That's what's going to happen, and that is what is happening with your children. So, my beloved, on tonight, I want to encourage you to pray. I know it may sound very simple, but don't be like Naaman. Stop looking for something great. Stop looking for a preacher to wave his hands and run around the church. It is time out for all of that foolishness, and there are some devilish people in the church who are still trying to bring that mess back. I saw a man the other day with a sodomite, homosexual, big old braid hanging down his back, calling himself a prophet, running across the stage, slapping people and telling lies. I said it, and I mean it, and I'm going to stick with it. I said slapping people, foolishness, knocking people down with the force of his arm. They're not slain in the spirit. They were knocked down. They were assaulted by the prophet, by the preacher. And then lying, talking about, there's a man named Kenneth in here today. Your next job opportunity, they're going to say, I said the next one, they're going to say yes. You're going to go to the bank. And the bank is going to say yes to the loan you want to build that business. All of these are lies from the devil in hell. And if you people who are caught up in some fancy looking man in some fancy clothes that you paid for, trying to get some hope and some help from this foolishness. I feel sorry for you. If you have not learned from what God did through the coronavirus plague to many of these preachers and false prophets, while the plague was going on, you could not find these false prophets to get your money back. You needed that $1,000 seed offering, didn't you, during the plague? Well, they're trying to come back with their demonic false prophet foolishness. The best thing you can do, my dear friend, is pray to God yourself. And that's what you better do if you're going to make it during these perilous times. And so God has given me a service and blessed me to be a part of this service that we do from time to time. Because I cannot tell you enough the importance of praying first thing in the morning and reading your Holy Bible. And on the flip side of that, I cannot emphasize enough that you need to pray right before you go to bed as well. And read the Bible too. Because some of you people are suffering insomnia simply because you don't pray and you don't put your mind at peace and rest through prayer and through the Word of God. Now, even the old saints understood. Now, they still worried. That was their occupation, many of the women. My grandmother, Gladys Beeman, who I hope was saved, she acted like she loved the Lord. I believe that if she got saved, she got saved after I got saved. That's what I believe. But in her earlier years, and it's painful to think about it, now in her earlier years, she served the Lord in the church. She was my first choir director at the church in New York. And we were called the Little Disciples or something like that. Church, something along those lines. So she served the Lord a lot. But one of the things that characterized my grandmother, the main thing, was that she worried about her children. And she worried some for her grandchildren as well. That's what I remember about my grandmother. She worried a lot. She even had what they call a nervous breakdown. I don't know what that is, but I know I heard a whole lot of talk about it. Fretting and worrying. This was their occupation. My grandmother Tempe, I don't know if she was saved either. Religious. Back in those days, she would sometimes not go to church, and she'll send one of her grandchildren up to the church, Mount Shiloh Baptist Church. I know there's some family members who are listening right now who don't like this, because they think everybody who says they are Christian or they're a member of the church is saved and born again. I mean, I thought that too. I thought I was saved. I mean, you know, as far as saved goes, back in those days, I mean, in other words, if I had died, I would have been shocked, and I would be shocked to this day that I went to hell. Let me put it that way. And I would have gone to hell if I had died as a young person before December the 19th, 1979. And so I am extremely thankful that I am saved and born again. I'm not a good person. I'm a sinner. But I have been saved by God's grace. I don't know why God showed me that grace. I don't know why God led me to himself. He knows I don't know why. The last thing on God's green earth I wanted to do in my life is be a preacher like my dad. And I bore his name. That caused me great pain and consternation throughout my young years. So much so, I wanted to change my name. So, I'm very thankful for salvation through Jesus Christ. But I was lost all those years. If my grandmother Tempe got saved, I believe she got saved after I got saved. I believe that with all my heart. Because we did not understand salvation at all. We thought salvation in one of the churches we went to was taking the chair down in the front, and after the preacher said the doors of the church are open, I found out later the doors of the church have never been closed. They've been open since Jesus Christ died, was buried, and rose on the third day and tore the curtain. Of the Holy of Holies. The other church, we thought, you know, you had to look holy and wear long dresses and shout in the church, in the Pentecostal Holiness Church. I found out, Pastor Grant's son found out, Reverend Grimes found out that those dresses come up very quickly in the Holiness Church. I hate to say that, but that's the truth. They would shout and shout and hit the tambourine and sing beautifully in the church. But the dresses came up and came off after church. And if you challenge me on it, I'm going to say the devil is a lie. One of your favorite sayings. And just go ahead on and keep your mouth shut, because all of us did some bad things in the church or after the church services. Don't tell me now. Don't try to shot me down on it, because I know better. I was raised up in it. One night, on a rare Wednesday night, I think it was, our family was going to the church house with our mother, and we turned the corner, and a man tried to drive the car up the staircase that leads into the church to kill a reverend. Reverend Grimes, who he was accusing of having sex with his wife. Okay? Sound like a whole lot of lost people in church. And don't be shocked, we have more than that going on today. It's worse now. And that's in the Pentecostal Holiness Church. And they were supposed to be better than the Baptists. And Deacon Stevens couldn't wait to go at the Baptist church, couldn't wait to go out the door and smoke a cigarette. In the words of Dr. Charles Stanley, when he was talking about the pastor he took the church from, he called him a liberal, false prophet. And he said, don't worry about it, he's dead now. I can say it. All these folks are probably dead. So we were religious, but we were lost. We didn't understand the gospel. We didn't understand salvation. So before we pray, no, I take that back. Allow me to share with you what I call seven prayers that you can pray before you go to bed at night. You don't have to pray these seven prayers, but you do need to pray. Matthew chapter 7, verses 7 through 11. Pardon me. Ask and it shall be given you, Jesus Christ said. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and it shall be open unto you. These are the words of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. The King of Kings and Lord of Lords. You can believe what he says. And I have practiced these verses for over 43 years. God taught me this passage some 43 years ago, and I have never forgotten it. My wife and my children and thousands of other people have heard me quote this passage. I send all of my children prayer verses. And this is one of the main ones. And you need to take this passage to heart. For everyone that asketh, receiveth. And he that seeketh, findeth. And to him that knocketh, it shall be opened. Or what man is there of you whom if his son ask bread, will he give him a stone? Or if he ask a fish, will he give him a serpent? If ye then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, Lord have mercy. How much more shall your Father, which is in heaven, give good things to them that ask him? The day before, let's see, Monday, I believe it was, Saturday, Friday, and Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, I prayed for a certain amount of money to come in and through an impossible situation. And God touched the heart of a man, and it was not only a faith, a love offering, it was a faith offering. And he sent the money, and the money was in the mailbox, email box. The notification was in my email box. I think it was on Monday morning. Before I woke up. And then I prayed for some more money to come in. And one of my children did something to cause some money to come in to help in the ministry. So believe these words: ask and ye shall receive, seek and ye shall find, knock and it shall be opened unto you. Put God first, pray to Him first, acknowledge Him in all of your ways, and He will direct your paths. Let's pray these seven prayers. The first prayer is the Lord's Prayer. Jesus Christ said, after this manner, therefore pray ye. My great-grandmother taught me this prayer. My great-grandmother Breedlove. I thought about this the other day. That's what we called her. And that is a last name. I just love the name. And I loved her because she taught me this prayer. So I call my baby daughter Danielle Elizabeth Breedlove. I don't use it as a last. We don't use it as a last name, but just as a remembrance of my great grandmother, who was blind, but she could see you, and she knew what you were doing. She knew what everybody was doing. She was an old school great-grandmother. And I believe all three of my siblings learned from her to pray the Lord's Prayer. You had to pray before you went to bed. She'll sit there right there with you until you prayed it. She took her time to teach us that prayer. I am going to pray a mother that, I mean pray a prayer tonight that my mother taught me in New York. My grandmother as well, and my Aunt Fanny, they taught us this one, but my mother had a hand in this one, and it was short and sweet. Our Father, which art in heaven, everybody pray out loud. If you don't know it, read it. It's okay. Don't worry about that. Don't worry about what people say about you. Oh, you don't know the Lord's Prayer. Don't worry about that. You just pray it. You can read it and pray it and mean it. And all of the prayers we pray tonight, we're not just saying words. We're not just mouthing words. I want you to pray it and mean it before God. Some of you may not have some of these prayers before you. Just follow me. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And in this day and time, you better pray that prayer. And forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. And then the common prayer. My wife and I wrote a book on this prayer, regarding this prayer. In fact, a novel. You ought to pick it up and read it. Almighty and most merciful Father, we have erred and strayed from thy ways like lost sheep. We have followed too much the devices and desires of our own hearts. We have offended against thy holy laws. We have left undone those things which we ought to have done. And we have done those things which we ought not to have done. And there is no health in us. But thou, O Lord, have mercy upon us, miserable offenders. Spare thou them, O God, which confess their faults. Restore thou them that are penitent, according to thy promises declared unto mankind in Christ Jesus our Lord. And grant, O most merciful Father, for his sake, that we may hereafter live a godly, righteous, and sober life. To the glory of thy holy name, in Jesus Christ's name we pray and for his sake. Amen. Now, number 3, the Serenity Prayer. Many of you are familiar with this prayer. God grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. Living one day at a time, enjoying one moment at a time, taking this world as it is and not as I would have it to be. Trusting that you will make all things right if I surrender to your will, so that I may be reasonably happy in this life and supremely happy with you forever in the next life. In Jesus Christ's name I pray and for his sake. Amen. Number 4, the Life Prayer. God gave me this prayer several years before the corona, right before the coronavirus plague hit. For some reason, now I know why. God, prepare us for good days and bad days. Prepare us for celebrations and tragedies. Prepare us for weddings and funerals. Prepare us for life and death. In Jesus Christ's name I pray and for his sake. Amen. This is the prayer that my mother taught me. My grandmother Beeman and my grandmother Tempe and my Aunt Fanny all contributed. Now I lay me down to sleep. Now I lay me down to sleep. I pray the Lord my soul to keep. If I should die before I wake, I pray the Lord my soul to take. And then number 6 tonight, before you go to bed prayer. And a man in Louisiana, and I meant to call him or email him, and so I forgot to do so, and I write that down. I need to email this guy. I'll call this guy. And if you saw this man, you would never think that he would write a prayer. I mean, he's just does not look like the type, but big old fellow. And the career that he has, which would be very helpful, which could be very helpful to our ministry, he doesn't look like the type for that either. But anyway, God knoweth. You don't know it, but God knoweth. Okay, so just leave people alone and just let God do what he's going to do. That's the best thing you can do. You don't know. You don't know what God put in people. Stop thinking you do, because you don't. Holy Father God, thank you for holding me together today. I needed you, and you were there for me. This is a great prayer to pray at night. Thank you for every bit of love, mercy, and grace that was shown to me, though I did not deserve it. Thank you for your faithfulness, even in my suffering. To you alone be the glory. Amen. And then, finally, prayer number 7 is your prayer. I am a firm believer that if you are a born-again child of God, God has given you a prayer, just like he has given you a testimony. Just like you're different from every other human being ever born. Only God can do that, by the way. No monkey and no ape has anything to do with that, man. Come on. One Christian lady told somebody on TV they were on a date, and he didn't believe in creation, she did. And across the dinner table, she asked him, "Do I look like an ape? Come on. An ape can't produce this, all of this." And she's right. And I believe that God has given everybody a prayer in the various seasons of their lives. That you don't pray just one time. May God deliver us from these highfalutin, charismatic, prosperity gospel people who are high-strung, and who think everything has to be new and different every time they say something, and end up making themselves sound very foolish and very stupid. The goal is not to say something new every time you open your mouth. The goal is to preach what God has already said. All of your newfangled stuff has not helped anybody. It did not prevent the coronavirus plague. In fact, that kind of foolishness brought on the plague. Got a bunch of people trying to come up with something new so that they can be cute and have people thinking that they're special. But nobody's obeying what has already been written. Jesus Christ emphasized what was already written. Jesus Christ said repeatedly to Satan himself, "It is written." So pray your prayer that God is giving you right now and mean it from your heart. You know what it is. It may be short, it may be medium-sized, it may be long. But it's your prayer. Don't listen to me pray. You pray. Holy Father God, as we come to prayer number 7 in this service, hallowed be your name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. And Holy Father God, I praise you and I thank you for your grace, your mercy, and your love. I praise you and I thank you tonight for your Holy Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, your Holy Spirit, and your Holy Word, and for all of the millions and the many and the manifold blessings that you have bestowed upon us. For those of us who are saved and born again, and for Jesus Christ's sake, have mercy and grace, Lord, upon us. And please forgive us, Lord, of our sins, our faults, and our failures. As we, from our hearts, by your grace, forgive those who have sinned against us. And Holy Father God, I pray that you would crucify our wicked, evil, and ungodly flesh and the old man within us, and fill us all who are saved with the fullness and the power of your Holy Spirit. Deliver us tonight, this morning, throughout this day, from temptation, evil, and sin. Grant us your grace and the power of your Holy Spirit to love right, to live right, to think right, to do right, to act right, and to do that which is pleasing in your sight. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever. Grant us your grace and the power of your Holy Spirit to love right, think right, do right, and act right, and do that which is pleasing in your sight, even under great satanic pressure and attacks as we are right now. For the devil is mad at me for coming off of my sabbatical. My wife is mad at me as well. I pray, Lord, that she will cease walking in the flesh in her anger about that, and get in the Spirit now that she is saved and born again on March the 4th. Help her to act like it. Help her to remember that for over 35 years she acted like a demon and hated the services, and did not care for her children, and did not care whether or not they went to church. She acted like she was full of hell and the devil. Lord God in heaven, now that I am preaching every day again, help her not to get back into that way. Help her not to listen to the devil. Help her not to listen to her family members or anybody who comes to her with the devil voice and words. Help her to become a true blue Christian. And Holy Father God, I pray at this moment that you will cast the devil and the demons of hell out of her and fill her with your Holy Spirit. I pray for the salvation, Lord, of her mother, her aunts, her siblings, her family members. I pray for the salvation of my mother, aunts, and siblings. And I pray for them because I know what your word says: if you love me, keep my commandments. That you never let us have our way and do what we want to do. Even a good thing can be done in the wrong way. And so many people have been deceived by that. Religious, but lost. I pray, Holy Father God, I pray for the salvation, Lord, of all of my children and offspring and grandchildren. I know most of my children are saved because You gave me the privilege of leading them to you, and they acted like they were saved when they were with me and served, I believe, more than any other children in the history of the world served you, more than any other children. And all of them, well, most of them, did it with great joy and great peace and great happiness, and were eager to do so. And Holy Father God, even to this day, I thank you for using them in the ministry. And Holy Father God, I pray that you would cast the devil and the demons of hell out of my wife, Marika White, tonight, once and for all. Cast out the devil and the demons of hell out of the lives and souls and spirits of her mother, her aunts, and her siblings, her family members, my mother, my siblings, and family members. And remind my family members tonight that time is very short. We all will be going up yonder, if we're saved, if everybody's saved, to be with the Lord and to be with my dad and to be with my brother, who I do believe they were saved. And so, Holy Father God, I pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ that you would save those who are lost in this audience, in this country, and around the globe. Revive those who are saved in this country, around the globe, and in this audience. I pray, Holy Father God, that you'd heal those who are sick, Lord, in this audience, in this country, and around the globe. Comfort those, Lord, who are grieving and mourning. In this country, in this audience, and around the globe. Comfort them as only you can, and draw them to yourself, Lord, for salvation, even tonight. And Holy Father God, we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ that you would lift all of our sin burdens, guilt burdens, care burdens, anxiety burdens. Help us to be truthful in confessing our sins, and help us to repent of our sins. And Holy Father God, I pray that you will lift all of our cares and burdens and worries and anxieties. Fill us with your peace that passeth all understanding, your joy unspeakable at all times, afresh and anew. And Holy Father God, I pray that you will deliver us tonight from all of our distresses and our afflictions. I pray, Lord, that you will deliver us tonight, those of us who are saved and born again and facing these things on an individual basis and collectively, in this audience, in my family, in this church, and in this world. Deliver us from all of our tribulations, troubles, trials, temptations, tests, and tensions. And deliver us, Holy Father God, from all of our spiritual and mental, physical and emotional, family, financial, legal, student loan debt, student progress problems, troubles, and difficulties that we are facing. Thank you, Holy Father God, for allowing things to be as well as they are, for they could be worse. Thank you, Holy Father God, for remembering mercy, love, and grace upon such wretched people as we are, even while you're chastising us. Thank you for remembering mercy, love, and grace. And thank you, Holy Father God, for bringing each and every one of us from a mighty long way. And Holy Father God, I pray, Lord, for the protection of each person in my family, my children especially, and grandchildren. I pray the same for the Christian parents in this audience and their children in this country and around the globe. Protect us, Holy Father God, from ourselves, our flesh, and the devil, and the demons of hell. Protect us, Lord, from evil people in the family, evil people in the church, evil people in the world. And Holy Father God, drive all evil out of the lives of your people and other people who need you. Open blinded eyes and unstop deaf ears tonight and save their souls and change their lives. And Lord, place upon those of us who are saved the whole arm of God. Place upon us and surround us with the band of your holy angels. And cover us and cleanse us through the precious blood of Christ. Prepare us, Lord, indeed, for good days and bad days, celebrations and tragedies, weddings and funerals, life and death. Help us until we die and until we leave here, or until we leave here through the rapture. Help us to glorify your holy name in all that we do and say, not only before people, but behind the scenes, before you. And Holy Father God, help us to give your Holy Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, all of the praise and honor that's due him. In Jesus Christ's holy name we pray and for his sake. Amen. Now, dear friend of mine, if you're with us tonight, today, wherever you are in the world, Jesus Christ said, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." If you have never believed in the Lord Jesus Christ, tonight is your night. Trust in him, believe in him, have faith in him. He suffered, he bled, and he died on the cross for your sins to pay your sin debt, so that you could avoid going to hell and go to heaven when you die. Ultimately, that's what being saved means, being saved from the hell that you're headed to, and saved to heaven that you do not deserve to go to. We all deserve to go to hell because we have broken God's Ten Commandments and have committed other sins. We don't deserve to go to heaven. Jesus Christ died for our sins, was buried, and rose on the third day. He shed his blood for our sins as the Lamb of God who took away the sins of the world. And all we have to do is look to him, pray to him, call on his name, for the Bible says, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." So, my dear friend, this is a divine appointment for you. God wanted me to preach at this time for a reason, and God wanted you to be here. So if you have a tug in your heart, a pull on your spirit, you feel convicted for being sinful before God, it's time for you to get saved. It's time for you to become born again by believing in the Lord Jesus Christ. Again, Jesus Christ said, "The most loving most merciful, most magnificent, and most important words ever said in the history of the world. When he said, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." So believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. Pray and ask him to save you. Follow me in the sinner's prayer. Repeat after me, phrase by phrase. And mean it from your heart when you pray. Repeat after me, phrase by phrase. And mean it from your heart. This is the sinner's prayer. Holy Father God in heaven, I admit that I am a wicked, evil sinner, and that I have done evil in your sight by breaking your Ten Commandments and your laws. For Jesus Christ's sake, please forgive me of all of my sins, my failures and my faults before you. As I now believe in your Holy Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, who suffered, bled, and died on the cross for my sins, was buried and rose on the third day. Holy Father God, Lord Jesus Christ, please come into my heart and save my soul. Please fill me with your Holy Spirit and help me to repent of my sins. Help me to turn from my wicked, evil ways and to follow you in the newness of life. In Jesus Christ's name I pray and for his sake, amen. Now, dear friend of mine, if you believed in your heart in the Lord Jesus Christ sincerely, and you prayed sincerely and asked him to save you according to God's holy word, the Holy Bible, according to the words of Jesus Christ, you are now saved from hell and from the power of your sins and saved to go to heaven when you die. And so, dear friend, may I say to you, congratulations for doing the most important thing in life, and that is believing in the Lord Jesus Christ, who suffered, bled, and died on the cross, was buried and rose from the dead for you and for me. Now that's love for you. And so, dear friend, allow me to help you to grow in your newfound faith. Get your free book titled What to Do After You Enter Through the Door on Gospel Light Society.com website. That is GospelLightSociety.com. This book will give you the next steps you need to take as a Christian. It is all based upon the Holy Bible. And then secondly, I want you to go to the same site and on the front, click on the podcast button. And it will take you to SoundCloud or some other place. There are probably 50 different places that have our podcast with thousands of podcasts already done for you to sit back and listen to and grow thereby. And this is high-level teaching. It is based upon the same material that I learned in my first bachelor's degree, my second bachelor's degree, my three masters, and my doctoral work. So, you will grow thereby from it. and be getting a great education. And so, dear friends, may God bless you and may God keep you is my prayer. Remember now, pray every morning. Pray without ceasing. Read the Word of God every morning with prayer. Don't leave the Word of God out. Don't leave prayer out. You do both. I don't care how busy you are. You're just too busy if you can't pray and read the Bible with your family, preferably in the morning. And then pray without ceasing throughout the day, the Bible tells us. Meditate on the Word of God. And now that you are a soldier of the cross, remember the motto of the Marines, for the Lord's sake, Semper Fidelis, always faithful. Be always faithful to the Lord. Remember the motto of the Air Force, and the Space Force, Semper Supra. Always above. Keep your heart and mind and your eyes stayed always above on your commander and chief, your King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And he'll keep you in perfect peace. Pray for me as I pray for thee. Lord willing, I'll see you a little bit later today, hopefully. Pray for me as the devil is attacking very hard in trying to hinder me from preaching the Word of God. But you know me, by the grace of God, by the grace of God, I may not make it on time sometime, but I am going to be on time regarding the preaching of the Word. So, Lord willing, we'll see you in a few hours. God bless you, dear friends. We'll see you next time. As the music plays. Oh, yes. Sing it, children. Lord willing, I'll see you soon. The Lord tarries his coming and we live. It's going to be all right. Yes, Lord.